Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi everyone, I'm Alicia. I'm an alcoholic and I'm really gratefully sober. And today I'm going to be sharing with you on a step five topic. How did we overcome our reluctance to share our inventory with another person? And probably the answer to this question for me is the same answer for any reluctance that I had in doing any of the steps. You know, my drinking was pretty horrendous, and it smashed me to tiny little pieces on the inside. And when I came to the program, I was desperate for change. You know, I didn't actually believe that I could stay sober forever, but I needed a break, and I knew I couldn't organize one for myself. And so I was willing to do anything just to have, you know, a day sober. And then what happened for me is that I got that day sober, you know, through a detox, and then through the AA program, I managed to string together somehow a couple of days sober, and I really, really appreciated them. You know, like, I was so grateful and relieved. And so I was now desperate to hang on to my sobriety for as long as I could. And so at any step where I started to balk or feel a little bit of reluctance, you know, what it came down to me is, would I rather drink again? And the answer for me was always no. You know, I don't want to drink again. And so if this is what it takes, if sharing my inventory with another human being is what it takes to give me another day with a fresh head, with clear eyes, able to see the world around me, able to connect with people and not have like a throbbing headache and that feeling of shame, guilt and remorse, then actually I'm more than willing to do it, you know. And and what helped is that, you know, I'd been to lots of meetings and I'd talked to lots of other sober women who'd been through the process already, and I'd heard over and over again that it wouldn't be as bad as I thought. I'd heard the story about sponsors yawning at other people's inventory, and yes, that happened during mine when I shared my inventory. There was a point where I caught my sponsor yawning. And so I knew, like, that people had done this before, people had survived, and actually they were happy and sober. And this was the only thing I'd ever seen that had started to work for me and was working in the people around me. And so I just had to bite the bullet and do what I needed to do because I wanted sobriety badly enough to do it. So yeah, I guess it was a combination of desperation and the power of example in the people around me. And lastly, you know, trust in my sponsor. At this point, we'd been working through the big book for a while now, looking at the earlier steps, and she hadn't led me astray. You know, everything that we had done together had expanded my recovery, and I was feeling more comfortable in my sobriety every day. And so, you know, that had built my trust in her, and I was willing to share that with her as well. So yeah, that's how I came to take step five, through trust in my sponsor, the power of example, but mostly just because I was willing to go to any lengths in order to have another day sober. Thanks.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.